listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Outta Vegas. With the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
I don't want to make a big bet on Trubisky. No one, I'm not looking to bet even money. But let's just say the odds are 5-1. He becomes, let's say, the 10th best quarterback in the NFL. So, a 1 in 5 chance he becomes the 10th best quarterback. That sounds reasonable, doesn't it? Maybe a little optimistic.
Yeah, a little optimistic.
By a smidge, though.
Yeah.
He was the second pick. The Bears have to do everything they can to give him every chance. So all this talk of, it'd be horrible for the organization if you kept Trubisky. Jeez, it'd be horrible to trade up and literally have where you not only have to use the number two pick, but you pay a premium to get there. And then the guy ends up being a net negative. That's horrible.
Yep.
So I know the whole sunk cost fallacy. I don't think it's a sunk cost. The number three quarterback last year, two straight good games. And the fact he's running more tells me he was either hurt earlier or Nagy said, don't run. Let's get you excelling in the pocket. Maybe that was foolish.
Strong.
All right. We do all of our best bets other than this one at the end of the hour. But we don't want you to wait. This is like the best actress type Oscar. Go, Fez.
Yeah, I like Oakland +3. I bet Oakland +3 against Tennessee. I'm going to make the case. Tennessee is overrated. I know Tennessee's 5-1 their last six games. Let's look at four of their wins. They've been incredibly lucky, RJ. The Chargers had three game-winning touchdowns called back that all of them would have won against Tennessee. None of them counted. The Bucs had a go-ahead touchdown disallowed by a bad call. Tennessee wins. Kansas City had a 98% chance with 90 seconds left to beat Tennessee, yet Tennessee still won. And last week, Indy had a go-ahead field goal blocked late in the fourth quarter that allowed Tennessee to take a seven-point lead. Tennessee overrated. I like Oakland +3.
So in a way, you're saying late in the game, in the last five games, Tennessee could easily be 1-4?
Easily, yes.
And what was the one game they won handedly? They had one, right?
I forgot.
Okay, but no, that's fine. But you're saying 4 out of 5 in this winning streak has been not only it could have went either way, they were underdogs late in the game.
Exactly.
And you're saying everyone's saying, hey, Tannehill, he's better than that Mariota, whatever they call him. He's not any good, right? He can shine up his Heisman. I like it. And people might be saying, but wait a minute, RJ. Tannehill is better. You're right. But you know something? The line has adjusted accordingly. If this were Tannehill's last game and Oakland were at home against Tennessee, like they are here, Oakland would be what? 3?
Yeah.
Oakland would be favored by 3. Now Oakland's a 3-point underdog. So what's happened is Tennessee has been upgraded by 6 points effectively. Assuming Oakland stayed the same, which they didn't, but let's keep it simple. Tennessee around 6 points of upgrade. So probably more 4.5, and Oakland's been downgraded off the last two games.
Right.
All right. So let's call it 4.5 or so points of upgrade for Tennessee. And you're saying that's too much. And you're saying if they'd be 2-3 even during those five games, they even get a lucky win, it wouldn't be near that much.
Not nearly close to it.
I love it. You got to find systemic mispricing. When does the market get it wrong? They get it wrong with Seattle when they have only a +36-point differential on the season and they're 10-2. They get it wrong with Green Bay when they're being outgained this year, outgained and still 9-3. And they get it wrong with Tennessee with Tannehill, because it looks like it's the rejuvenation of a franchise, but they won a lot of coin flip games, and even worse, best bet from Fez, Oakland plus 3. No wonder they call it Pigpalooza. We just got Fez's best bet, Oakland, plus 3.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
We got mine and Brad's coming up in a few minutes. And now, first time anywhere, Colin Cowherd's pick number 6.
Let's go! Go!
Now.
Hey, that's great football now!
It's Colin's
bonus pick only for RJ Bell.
Pick number 6.
All right, my bonus pick, the Jets minus 5.5, because I think with the exception of the Cincinnati game, I liked how they were playing offensively, and I thought Darnold found a groove. Even last week, by the way, against Cincinnati, he wasn't bad. No interceptions, multiple drops, terrible protection. I think Darnold back at home. Again, this team's playing for something. There's a lot of young players on this team. There's pride. Gase is here. They're putting stuff on film. I'd swallow the 5.5. What would the wise guy say?
Disagreement here. And this is really the anatomy of handicapping bad teams at the end of the season. And let's just admit it. It is more art than science. Sometimes it's a judgment call. So let's look at the Jets. On one hand, you could say, man, bad season, and maybe one of the worst, if not the worst game, getting dominated against the Bengals. So you might think this team's depressed. This team's going to be flat. On the other hand, you could say this might be the redemption role of all redemption roles. What do I mean by that? Well, they just lost, as we said, to the winless Bengals, the Jets did, and they have revenge when Miami, who was winless, beat them the first time they played. So in a weird way, you could make the case the Jets are going to be hyper motivated. I'm not sure what the answer is. I know this Jets team, this coaching staff with Gase, I don't love in general, so I don't trust them motivationally. On the other hand, you could say Miami, oh, they're going to be flat. They're not going to make the playoffs. They've exceeded expectations already. They were supposed to be the number one pick. They're not. And they just had such a nice win last week. Or do you think, wait a minute, this team got momentum. They've covered 6 of 8. There's talk of coach of the year even for their coach, which is amazing. They're going to keep the momentum going. I don't think there's clear answers on this. I trust Miami more than I trust the Jets, and I trust getting the points when there's two bad teams. So disagreement on your Jets, I like Miami.
All right, RJ, thanks. Have a great week.
Thanks again to Colin for that. Every Friday, don't miss it. Bottom of the hour, pick number 6 first. Fez, what do you think? I don't know if I'm going to bet it, but a strong lean to the Dolphins.
Yeah, and I believe in Fitzmagic, RJ. Let's look at Fitzmagic. He's number 8 in QBR ranking in the league right now, and that's despite starting the year horrifically the first 2 weeks. He has been really good since he came back.
What is it with him? We were trying to figure out Dallas. Like, I would make the case at his highs, at his heights, Fitzpatrick's what? Maybe about the 8th best quarterback.
Yep.
But his lows, ooh,
38.
Ooh, like they said in the Big Lebowski, there was no bottom. When we come back, I was 2-0 yesterday. It's true. Am I going to rest on that? Nah, that's Jonas Knox style. I'm giving you another best bet, and Brad Powers also.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox. This is the pregame show you've always wanted, and it's money making time next year on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm RJ Bell. We are Straight Out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. It is conference championship weekend in college football. Things kick off coming up a little over an hour from now in Santa Clara. It is Utah and Oregon for the Pac-12 title game right now on pregame.com. Utah, a 6.5-point favorite.
Yeah, this is fascinating because it so affects the Oklahoma game, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But man, the amount of conversation around if Georgia loses, Utah wins, and Oklahoma wins. Fez, you sharpened the pencil. We took some different props and did some algebra. So kids, algebra matters. It does. What did we figure out is assuming Georgia loses, Utah wins, Oklahoma wins, what's the odds say?
The odds say Utah would get in 2/3 of the time over Oklahoma.
I don't agree with that. I think I would even bet, not that I take a bad number, I'd bet even money on Oklahoma. Brad, even money, what do you bet?
I'm betting on Utah. You want to bet?
Let's do 100. Yeah. Somehow I'm giving him, we got to figure a little extra, like I get a breakfast or something as Vig, because if we're saying the math says 66%.
Yeah. Well, I already owe you from last night. So
what does we'll that mean? That means it's my money now. Yeah. Don't ever think like that, kids. Another lesson you should learn. You win, it's yours now. It's not theirs, it's yours. You got to pay taxes on it. Brad, what you got in tonight's game?
I like the under. I have bet the under in this one. It's all about the weather.
What's
forecast.
The total?
46, under 46 tonight. 20-mile-an-hour plus winds, rain in the forecast, already on a questionable playing surface at Levi Stadium. Under 46 for me tonight.
So this venue is an under venue.
It is. If you have blindly bet the under in all of San Francisco 49ers games since the stadium opened 5 years ago, 63% the under.
Now, the weather causes unders in general. Now, the weather on this surface should even be like 2 + 2 = 5.
Yep.
Brad Powers, that's a bet, a bonus. That's not even your best bet.
Nope.
It's a bonus best bet under tonight. I got a quick question, though. If Utah loses, how does that affect the Oklahoma? And I'm looking at the Oklahoma side. I get you could say, well, Baylor, who potentially I think would be the huge favorite. Think about that a second. If Utah loses tonight and Baylor beats Oklahoma, I think it's over 95%. It's Baylor in the playoff.
Yep, I agree with that.
So the question is, aren't they max motivated anyway just to win the Big 12? If anything, it might get them nervous. I'm not sure if that's pro or con for Baylor, but it would affect Oklahoma.
Yeah, certainly then Oklahoma knows that if Utah loses tonight, if Oklahoma wins, they are in the college football playoff.
No doubt, but how does that affect the way they play, do you think?
There would be less motivation for them to have to get margin, in my opinion.
I think so. So I think they're extra focused.
Yep.
I think they tighten up a little bit, perhaps. Not that they're really a tight team. And in general, I'd look to play Baylor. I mean, at that point, if I could get today's odds, if you tell me I can take Baylor and it's only a bet if Utah loses, I think I have an edge there. What do you think, Fez?
I agree.
All right. So what is your best bet?
It's Georgia +7. And to me, LSU is overpriced. Why? It's off of last week's result. LSU beat Texas A&M 50-7. I upgraded LSU 2 points in my power rankings, about as much as I will upgrade any team this time of the year. And yet my power rankings say value on Georgia here, who's playing close to home, familiar with the facility, better defense, better at the line of scrimmage. Georgia +7.
Wait a minute. All those things you just ticked off sounds like Georgia's just a better team. Would you bet this a pick 'em?
I would not.
Okay, so could you say all that stuff and then LSU be laying 7?
Because LSU by far has the better offense. Huge disparity between these two teams' offense.
So what's the line? All the givens, because you were double talking earlier this week saying, well, I did think this line was supposed to be 3, but there was this one injury, and then for a half, this one guy's out, so 4 points. No. What's the Brad Powers line, right?
4.5.
And you're getting 7.
Yes.
And you say, gimme, gimme.
Gimme, gimme. I have bet it. I love this bet.
All right. But remember, kids. Well, not the kids. We don't talk to the kids about the actual betting. Just let's just say college kids. That's fine. I think if they're over 21. I don't know. We'll just say everybody. Consider the following. No bet wins more. Well, really, your goal is 55%.
Yes.
I've been hot. It's 55%, though. And if you think just because Brad loves it, I love it, Fez loves it, maybe our games of the year type gets up to 58, 59. That's it. There are no locks. If you learn anything, there are no locks. And if anyone tells you there are, they're lying to you. Real quick, Ohio State. There's a situation there that you think that one game could affect the way they play.
Yeah, so say LSU does lose to Georgia, which I wouldn't mind happening. In my opinion, then, what is Ohio State's motivation to get margin? Because if
they still want to win because they want the number one seed.
Exactly. But, you know, is there motivation to get margin? Because with LSU losing, Ohio State win, and Ohio State's the number one seed.
So if they're up 14, 4 minutes left, they got the starters have their shoulder pads off and all that stuff.
Exactly. Run out the clock. Let's call it a day.
That's Brad Powers.
All right. Time for a best bet from RJ Bell.
All right, this is simple. I teased it yesterday. You cannot be afraid to look stupid if you want to win at sports betting. And here is an example. My best bet, the Washington Redskins. There's a very possible possibility, very possible, that the Skins lose this game by 35. And I'm going to look stupid, but only to stupid people. The smart people are going to realize, hey, in the long run, if it wins 55% of the time, who cares how bad they lose when they lose? And what do we have? A Washington team that's playing a lot better than they were earlier. A Washington team that's rallying behind this old school, let's run the ball, Coach Callahan. Or Coach Callahan says, we're going to run the ball. Yes, sir. Well, you know what's happened? They got back a second running back. It's not just Peterson, two-headed monster. And you know what the weakest unit the Packers have is? The rush defense. And we're getting 13 points, slow the game down. And you know, Aaron Rodgers, I think you take it. That California cool will work well, I think, in this game. Best bet, RJ, Washington plus 13 in the NFL.